Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, let me take you back to last Sunday night. The red carpet has been rolled out in Los Angeles. Then the Hollywood A-list stars, including Julia Roberts, Leonardo DiCaprio and George Clooney, are all lined up at the Golden Globes when our very own Jessie Buckley takes to the stage to accept her award for Best Female Actress in a Drama Motion Picture. And her, in her speech, she thought one very special person deserved a mention.
Well, actually, I'd really like to thank our grip, Tomac, because during shooting, Tomac started to disappear a little bit during the shoot, and I found him one day at the back of his truck, and he was chopping up potatoes and onions and meat, and he was making, and he brought his ginormous cast iron pot over from Poland, and he was making soup, and this soup started turning up on set, so it was delicious. Thanks, Tomac, for bringing your pot to set.
Thanks, Tomac, indeed. So what might have been in Tomac's traditional Polish soup and what made it so special? We're joined now by Kasia Connolly from Hazel Mountain Chocolate in the Burn. Kasia, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, from the Burn, but originally from Poland, Kasia.
Yes, yep, exactly, yep.
From the southeast.
From the southeast of Poland, a place called Ostrowiec. So it's not far from Krakow, but it's not exactly where Krakow is.
And tell me, because we are fairly proud of our soup making traditions here, but it's really knitted into Polish cooking culture, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Soup, I'd say soup and dumplings, pierogi, are double up as a therapy. They're so important. And it's something that you really cook from scratch. There is a lot of pride in Polish cooking too. You know, there's a lot of connection to the land and the ingredients. And we really love making food from scratch. So I'm not surprised to hear that Tomek was somewhere at the back making the soup himself, because it's almost, the preparation is almost as important as the consumption of the food. But soup is something that we love. And there is, I was trying to count today how many soups we have in Poland, and it's not possible. There is at least 30 different soups that are very, you know, they're like the core of this traditional soups in Poland. But there are so, so many. I'm so curious, actually, which soup Tomek was making.
I was just literally going to ask you the same question. I've actually been dreading this item, Kasia, because I forgot to eat my dinner before I came. And then I was thinking of all the lovely ingredients that are going to be discussed and the soup making methodology. So, but look, feel free to rub it in and tell us tell us about what you think that soup might be, or at least give us a go-to soup recipe for the Polish kitchen.
So a lot of the soups in would be based on bone broth. Not necessarily, but a lot of them are. And almost all of them have an element of meat. So it's so hard to pinpoint which one he was making. And almost all of them have potatoes as well, which... but I think one of the ones that... he could have been making, is this my wild guess, but it could have been barley soup, which is very traditional from where I'm from. You do use chicken sometimes, you do use beef as well. And all of them have potatoes, carrots and parsnips. So yeah, it's really hard to say. He could have been making pea soup, which is very meaty soup. So you use peas and it's quite thick and smoky and very comforting. And there's a lot of meat. There's usually a mix of pork and, as in like bacon and beef. So I don't know, maybe he was making
bacon. There's a nice smoky bacon and lentil soup out there in the market. It's very, very tasty. It doesn't look great, but it tastes lovely. So people might send us in their own recipes, 51551 by text, 0870-32-32-32 for your favourite soups.
That barley soup, is that the Krupnik I was calling out there? And then tell me, what, Russell, is that, am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, that was very good. Yeah, that's a chicken broth. And again, it's just a bone broth made over, you know, hours with some vegetables. And it's usually served with noodles, homemade noodles as well. So that's a very, very good soup for your gut as well. And I think it's important to say that a lot of the Polish soups would be chunky, so we don't blend them. So there is literally, and I think maybe that's the reason Jesse loved the soup so much, is because it's almost a cross between a stew and a soup. You have a lot of different chunky vegetables, the meats. So, yeah.
It sounds, yeah, a little bit like an Irish stew there. What is, this one does not sound as gorgeous. Dill pickle soup.
Okay. It's not only dill pickle, but it's actually, it's not pickles, it's sour. So it's, they're like fermented cucumbers. And I know your faces are probably turning completely sour, but I have tested that on my Irish friends and they all loved it. And I think it's because, again, there is a little bit of bacon in there. There is some chicken. It is so delicious. There's a lot of carrots. They add sweetness to it. It's a little bit sour, but it's really, really delicious. I know you don't believe me.
I don't know you. So you make that lovely soup and then you go and spoil it all by putting grated pickles on top of it.
And you're in dispute with the Ukrainians about borscht, are you? Who owns it?
Well, yeah, that's a hard one. I think we own it. Yeah.
Okay. We could get any Ukrainians out there, 0870 32 32 32, can WhatsApp us their claim to borscht.
And just finally, before we let you go, Kasia, the dumplings, is there one recipe or is there also many, many recipes for dumplings to go with these soups?
There are so many, and you can really get creative. You can put in absolutely anything you want. So, you know, gyozas, if you go to a Japanese restaurant, or Asian restaurant, it's exactly the same idea. But depending on the soup, you can put in different fillings. It could be just leek and potatoes in a dumpling, and you can serve that in your chicken broth. You can absolutely get totally. You can put in pickles if you want.
You're determined to make us eat
you're
pickles, Kasia.
You're our pickle influencer on today's programme, Kasia. Thanks a million. Yeah. That's Kasia Connolly from Hazel Mountain Chocolate. You can catch up with Kasia's recipes on her YouTube channel, Food for Stories with Kasia. Thanks a million, Kasia.
Thanks, Kasia.